Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment of your life, and that's be blessed, be happy, rejoice in every moment in your life, and be thankful. And that's that sacrifice of praise that God asks of us, is just to be thankful and thank Him for the things He does. You know, I was reading this morning, and it talks about, I was going back into Deuteronomy and Numbers, and yesterday I talked about the children of Israel, how God provided a manna. But this one, actually, I want to go over, like, the people that actually went through that, got manna, received all these things. They didn't trust God to go into the promised land. And if you go into Numbers, it talks about this, 14, it talks about how God sent out, they sent out scouts after they go through manna. They go all the way up to the wilderness. They're out in there for, like, 2 months. They get to the promised land that God promised for them. They send out scouts. All the scouts go out. They come back. There's fruit. It's a land filled with milk and honey. It's beautiful, but there are a lot of people in there, and there are bulwarks, and there's mighty men, and they became afraid, which honestly, I get. I mean, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if my faith is there, where you go into a land, God says go, and it's just full of things to fear. But as a result, the people of Israel didn't go. They didn't go into the promised land. Their children ended up going in. But they were on the brink of walking into that promised land. You cannot be fearful when it doesn't matter what's going on. And that's what I want to go over today, that God is with us. And it talks about this. If you go to Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, it says, "Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not." And that "with" is He is in close proximity to. Now, these were the children of Israel. You are God's child the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. How much more do you do for your child? God is with you. He is in close proximity to you. He's not going anywhere. And it doesn't matter if the world's falling apart. It doesn't matter if wars break out. God is bigger than that. If you go to Psalms chapter 42, or actually 46, verse 1, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." He is very present. He is there with you. And He tells you this in His word about Himself. God is telling you He's present with you in trouble. He's there for you. Verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us." And this is, the Lord of hosts is the God in all of His resource. All of His resources, God is with you. He's in close proximity to you. He is present in time of trouble. You can't be fearful in life. And if you are fearful, you go to God and you cast your cares to Him. It talks about that. "Be anxious for not one thing, but by all things through prayers," and these are prayers to God, "and supplication," which are prayers of personal need, "let your specific request be declared unto God, and God's peace will essentially protect you." That spiritual peace. You don't live through life. God tells you He is with you. He tells you He's in close proximity to you. He tells you He's present. He is present in your life. Where are you? Are you afraid? Go to God. Put this stuff in your word, and it can be little things. It's the little things, and that's what's so beautiful. He knows every hair on your head. He takes care of the creation. He takes care of the birds. The birds don't sow. They don't reap. They don't even collect. He takes care of them. He is there for you. He is present with you. If you jump to 62, and also, I also want to say this before I go over there. This Lord, this God of Jacob is our refuge. Jacob was not an upright man in the sense that he lied and he stole. This is saying that God is a God to every, it's not about your acts. He loves you. He sends the sun and the rain on the evil and the good. He takes care of everyone. He certainly will take care of you. In all your faults, it's okay. He loves you, and that's why it's so beautiful that all He asks is that we love other people and love Him and love His Son. Be imitators of God. If you go to 62, and this is one of my favorites, Psalm 62, Truly, my soul waiteth upon God, for from him cometh my salvation. Truly, he is my rock, and he is my safety from evil. He is my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not greatly be moved. Don't be moved from the promises of God. Don't be moved and shaken in your mind when fear comes, when everything looks like it's against you. You have God Almighty with you. He cares for you. He loves you. He gives you the spirit to get to know him. He gives you the emotional will to do his desire, the thoughts. He can cover all things. Don't be fearful in this life. You go to God and you know he's right next to you, in conjunction with you. He's the Lord of hosts with all of everything he has. He's behind you with the angels, everything. Don't be afraid. Have a beautiful day today. Again, pray the big prayers. When you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything you do for us. I ask that you continually just settle my heart, and I just thank you for the things that you provide us. I thank you for your word again and how wonderful it is and how much comfort there is in it. I pray for each and every one of your believers that you take care of them and bless them, and that you just show them that it's okay, that everything's okay. It doesn't matter what's going on. And I thank you again for the people that you put in my life, for the business that you gave us, for the lifestyle I have, and just for a great day today. I lift everything up to you, and I thank you for your son. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.